USA News. I'm Dave Collins. At least six people are dead and several more are injured after a mass shooting in Germany. Local media reports that it happened at a church in the northern city of Hamburg, where police are looking for the attackers. Residents nearby were told not to leave their homes. A top Republican claims Dr. Anthony Fauci lied and tried to cover up the COVID lab leak theory. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says Fauci pushed U.S. taxpayer-funded research at the Chinese Wuhan lab, then later tried to downplay the lab leak theory to cover his tracks.
Fauci lied about funding the lab. He lied about it being gain of function. And he lied as part of an elaborate cover-up.
Paul believes Fauci should be prosecuted. This week, GOP House subcommittee members claim to have uncovered new email evidence suggesting Dr. Fauci prompted the drafting of a publication to disprove the Chinese lab leak theory. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower ahead of tomorrow's release of a key jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 500 points at times throughout today's session. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 543 points to 3254. The S&P 500 fell by 73 to 3918. The NASDAQ dropped 237 points to 11338. Governor Ron DeSantis leads former President Trump among Florida Republicans for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination by at least 25 points in a hypothetical matchup in a new University of North Florida poll. UNF political scientist Michael Binder says the results aren't exactly shocking.
This is Florida, right? I mean, I know Trump technically lives in Florida, but really he's a New Yorker. And this is Ron DeSantis' home state. He's the governor. He just got elected in essentially a landslide.
Governor DeSantis still isn't an official candidate. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-956-3162 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-956-3162. 800-956-3162. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-956-3162.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the findings by the Justice Department of the embattled Louisville Metro Police Department are an opportunity to take steps towards lasting change. The DOJ says it believes the department deprives people of their constitutional rights and discriminates against black people. The report was released almost 3 years after the death of Breonna Taylor, who was shot by officers during a no-knock raid. President Biden taking issue with Fox News host Tucker Carlson's portrayal of the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack. Carlson was given more than 40,000 hours of video of the riot and has used it to describe the incident as mostly peaceful. Biden in a tweet said that more than 140 police officers were injured that day, adding, "How dare anyone diminish or deny the hell they went through." The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says recent close calls between airplanes nearly hitting each other will be examined at a safety conference next week. Speaking before the Senate Commerce Committee, Bill Nolan defended the agency's response to the near misses. Some of those were avoided when pilots took action, not FAA air traffic controllers. Oscar winners this Sunday not only received the Golden Statue, but a bevy of lavish gifts.
A gift bag worth over $125,000. Some of the larger gifts include a three-night stay for eight people at an Italian lighthouse and 1 square meter of land in Queensland, Australia.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.